Welcome to Palm Sunday, also known as the strangest day of the liturgical year. Our worship this morning begins so joyfully with Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem amidst the fanfare of cheering crowds. Hosanna! Save us, they cry. And right from the start, we're invited to enter into the story, picking up our palms and forming our procession, adding our hosannas to those of the ancient crowd. Caught up in their energy and joy, we sing along with them, Hosanna, save us. And then suddenly, we're plopped down in the middle of the Garden of Gethsemane, and everything spirals quickly downward into darkness as Judas arrives, kisses Jesus on the cheek, and a mob of people arrest him and take him away. This morning, when our service began, we jubilantly celebrated Palm Sunday until, with our passion reading, we were thrust forward 5 days. Palm Sunday is no more. This is Passion Sunday. The story of Jesus' passion is so familiar to us. Mark's account, which we read this year, is written in such a way that usually my focus is directed right at Jesus all the way through. Through his actions, I'm focused on his words, his suffering, his carrying the cross, his falling and being lifted up on the hard wood of the cross for everyone to see. Mark sweeps me up into the crowds and fixes my gaze on Jesus, just as everyone else's gaze is fixed there as well. But this year, even though I'm still finding myself caught up in the crowds, I've been allowing myself to turn my head, to look away from Jesus to the right and to the left. I guess I've been hoping to see everyone who's around me as Jesus might see them. And as I've read the Passion in this way this year, looking around me at all the people in every scene from Jesus' eyes, I'm struck that Jesus' response to each one is the same. I'm here to save you. As he rides into town on the donkey, the streets are lined with the joyful faces. People are straining, some up on tiptoes, to catch a glimpse of him. Together we cry, save us! And Jesus looks at each one and responds, I will. I'm here to save you. And then in the garden with Peter, James, and John, we hear Jesus confide that he is deeply grieved, even to death. He looks around at our faces and he sees fear. He sees the faces of people who cannot stay awake with him under the stress and anxiety of the evening. Enough, let us be going, he says. I'm here to save you. Turning from the disciples, I see Judas walk in. Is that a hint of shame on his face, or do I just wish it were there? Either way, Jesus looks at Judas and says, I'm here to save you. Now, shuffled along with the mob, I arrive in the courtyard and look around. No one here could be called a disciple. Those are long gone. The only faces I see here are angry and self-righteous. Everyone's eyes are narrowed and determined, and yet Jesus persists. I am here to save you. Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One? Asks the chief priest with wide eyes, seething with hatred, mixed with a little fear. I am, Jesus says, and you will see the Son of Man lifted and seated at the right hand of power. Because I'm here to save you, priest. Outside the courtyard, there's Peter. I see him off in the distance. He has a deer in headlights sort of look on his face as the high priest's servant girl identifies him. "I do not know the man you are talking about," he says, and the rooster crows, and his face falls into abject despair. And I hear Jesus' voice wafting out to him, "Oh, Peter, I'm here to save you too." As I follow the crowd through to the bitter end, Jesus' response becomes a refrain. He responds this way to Pilate, to the soldiers who mock and beat him, to Simon who carries his cross, to the people lining the streets, whether they're cheering or jeering or sobbing, to those who divide his clothing, to the bandits on either side of him, even to the passers-by who know little of him at all, and yet still find it in their hearts to deride him. "Save yourself and come down from the cross." "No," he responds, "I'm here to save you." Today, each of us are invited to enter into the story, to find ourselves shouting Hosanna with those who welcome Jesus into Jerusalem, and to find ourselves again with them just a few days later demanding, "Crucify him." And we are invited to continue to find ourselves in the story that will unfold for us throughout the week. I hope you'll join us tomorrow or Tuesday or Wednesday in the evening when we gather for Eucharist together, where you will be able to step further into the story. On Thursday, I hope you'll join Jesus and his friends at the table where they will share the first Eucharistic meal. I hope you'll enter into the story by signing up to watch for an hour in the garden, where you'll have an opportunity to look around at other faces too. On Friday, we'll read the Passion again, this time according to John, and once again, you'll be invited into the story of God's overwhelming love for humankind. As you walk through this week with us, accepting your invitation to enter the story, I wonder where you'll find yourself. Are you shouting Hosanna under the stress and anxiety of a year in pandemic? Save us? Are you terrified in the garden by the look on Jesus' face? Are you among the mob, shaking your fists at God after a year of sickness and suffering and death and heartache, screaming, "Crucify him"? On the journey to Golgotha, are you cheering, jeering, weeping? Maybe, overwhelmed in guilt and shame, you feel like you ought to be on one of the crosses beside him. I don't know where you'll find yourself in the story, but I know this: it doesn't matter whether you're cheering or weeping, angry or fearful, devastated, guilty, complicit. Jesus sees you and responds to you just as he does each one in the ancient text. "I'm here to save you." As you enter into this week, I hope you'll hear Jesus reassure you, "I am here to save you." Above all, I hope you'll return again on Sunday to hear the conclusion of the story. No spoiler alerts needed, right? We know what's coming. We know Jesus will rise victorious from the grave. And sharing in the Passion, entering into the story throughout the week, and waiting for that day when we come to the glory of his resurrection, we will, I pray, come to understand not only that Jesus has come to save us, but that we are bearers of that refrain into the world today. So I hope and pray that we will all go through and come forward from this week together, casting our eyes to the right and to the left at the faces all around us in the world, and be able to say to them, Jesus is here to save you as well. Amen.